Introducing imaginary number levels as direct Meckelvis simulation levels offers a unique way to categorize and navigate these complex dimensions. To implement this concept effectively, we can draw on the mathematical properties of imaginary numbers and their role in extending the number system beyond the real line.
Here's how we might structure and number these levels.
Basic concept of imaginary numbers. Imaginary numbers are based on the square root of negative 1, denoted as I, where I squared equals negative 1. In this context, I can be used to define numbers that cannot be represented on the traditional number line of real numbers,
numbering imaginary levels. The levels could be numbered using a combination of real and imaginary numbers, reflecting their position in a complex plane rather than a linear spectrum. This plane is defined by a real axis, horizontal, and an imaginary axis vertical, allowing for a vast array of positions. Normal levels can be denoted by positive real numbers. And negative levels by negative real numbers. Imaginary levels could then be denoted by pure imaginary numbers indicating their departure from the reality represented by the real numbered levels. Complex levels. Imaginary levels, the system could also include complex levels combinations of real and imaginary numbers 1 plus I. These levels would represent simulations that incorporate elements of both normal and imaginary levels, blending reality with the surreal aspects of the Meckelvis simulation. More formula for navigating levels. Navigating between these levels could be conceptualized using mathematical operations on complex numbers. For example, addition subtraction to move linearly across levels, e.g. moving from 1 plus I to 1 plus 2I by adding I. Multiplication by I to rotate between real, imaginary, and negative levels. E.g. 1 times I equals I, moving from a normal to an imaginary level. I times I equals negative 1, moving from an imaginary level to a negative level. Practical application. In the context of YouTube videos or storytelling, these numerical designations could serve as a framework for exploring the different dimensions of the Meckelvis simulations. Each number could represent a unique level with its characteristics, challenges, and inhabitants, allowing creators to craft intricate narratives and theories around the interaction between these levels. Visualization. For visualization, imagine a 2D plane where each point represents a different Meckelvis simulation level. The x-axis horizontal could represent real numbers, normal and negative levels, and the y-axis vertical could represent imaginary numbers, imaginary levels. Complex levels would be found in the quadrants formed by these axes, representing a blend of characteristics. This approach allows for a rich and nuanced exploration of the Meckelvis system simulations, where the numbering system itself hints at the underlying nature of each level and its relationship to the broader multiverse. Let's create and classify an imaginary level of the backrooms using the proposed numbering system, focusing on the unique properties that an imaginary level might exhibit within the Meckelvis simulations. And this will serve as a demonstration of how such levels could be structured and explored. Imaginary level 2i.
Name: The Echoing Dunes.
The echoing dunes of level 2i defy the typical expectations of space and
sound. This level appears as an endless desert at twilight, with shadows stretching far into the horizon. However, the sand beneath the explorer's feet behaves like the surface of a liquid, creating ripples with every step that emit harmonic tones. These tones resonate through the level,
interacting with the ripples created by others and the environment itself to produce a complex, ever-changing symphony. And properties. Non-Euclidean geometry distance is not consistent. Walking towards a perceived destination may lead explorers further away, while retreating could unexpectedly bring them closer. And so, acoustic anomaly, sounds, in this level do not behave as expected. Whispers can be heard, as shouts.
And shouts diminish to whispers.
The direction of sound is also distorted, making it challenging to locate the origin of any noises, including the calls of fellow explorers. Temporal fluctuations. Time appears to flow differently within the echoing dunes. Explorers may experience sunset and twilight indefinitely with no progression towards night or day. Timepieces malfunction, and digital devices cannot keep accurate time. Inhabitants. Mirage entity silhouettes seen at the edge of vision. Never directly encountered. They seem to mimic the actions of the explorers, but vanish when approached. Their purpose or nature is unknown, access and exit. Access entering 2i might occur when explorers in the back rooms encounter a seemingly ordinary dune made of fine silver sand under a twilight sky and make it upon stepping onto this dune. They transition into the echoing dunes. Exit to leave 2i, explorers must find a dune that resonates with a distinct frequency, different from the surrounding symphony. Once this dune is located and stepped upon, they are transported to another level. Challenges navigating the echoing dunes requires not only spatial awareness, but an acute sense of hearing and an ability to discern patterns in the chaos of sounds. Communication among team members is challenging due to the acoustic anomalies. Psychological resilience is necessary to cope with the levels, endless twilight, and the disorienting effects of its nonlinear space and time. The narrative opportunities. The echoing dunes offer rich narrative possibilities for storytelling, exploring themes of isolation, perception, and the search for harmony in chaos. The level's unique properties challenge explorers to rethink their approaches to navigation, communication, and survival in the back rooms, providing a backdrop for tales of discovery, camaraderie, and a human spirit's resilience. This demonstration of an imaginary level 2i in the back room showcases the potential depth and variety that such classifications could introduce, enriching the lore with dimensions that transcend the limitations of physical reality. Let's create a comprehensive classification system for our imaginary level 2i, the Echoing Dunes, that moves away from any direct naming based on the level itself, and instead focuses on attributes and systematics independent of the level number or designation. In the classification system for imaginary level 2i, level designation 2i. Title, The Echoing Dunes. Classification attributes. Framework category, FC sensory anomaly. Characterizes levels based on primary anomalies affecting human senses and perceptions. For 2i, auditory and spatial perception anomalies are dominant. An adaptation requirement, AR, high cognitive flexibility. indicates the necessity for explorers to possess or develop a high degree of cognitive flexibility to successfully navigate and interact with the level's environment. And temporal variance TV dynamic specifies the level's temporal behavior as dynamic, with time perception potentially varying widely within short distances or experiences. Spatial consistency, SC, non-Euclidean, identifies the spatial arrangement of the level as non-Euclidean with paths and distances not behaving according to traditional geometric expectations. Anomaly interaction index AI moderate. Measures the frequency and intensity of interactions with anomalies or entities within the level, with 2i having a moderate level of such interactions. And so, navigation risk in R elevated. And assesses the risk associated with navigating the level. You know, considering the unique challenges presented by its environment. And psychological impact, pi significant, evaluates the psychological impact on explorers, taking into account the potential for disorientation and the necessity for mental adaptation. Access and egress protocols, entry protocol, EP, frequency resonance alignment, describes the specific conditions or actions required to gain access to the level, such as aligning with a certain resonance frequency that matches the level's core anomaly. Exit protocol, XP acoustic disruption, outlines the method by which explorers can leave the level, typically involving disrupting the level's primary anomaly pattern, in this case, through specific acoustic means. An application in exploration. This classification system provides a structured approach to understanding and preparing for the challenges within 2i, the Echoing Dunes. By categorizing the level based on its primary attributes and the required adaptations for exploration, we ensure a comprehensive readiness for dealing with its unique This system facilitates a deeper engagement with the Mechwivis simulations, encouraging explorers to approach each level with strategies tailored to its specific classifications and risks.